This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Nine people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugaon police station in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary J&K Division Prashant Lokhande said that 27 police personnel, two revenue officials and three civilians have sustained injuries in the incident.
In this unfortunate accidental incident, nine people have lost their lives, whereas 27 police personnel, two revenue officials and three civilians have received injuries. Injured were immediately rushed to the medical care and attention. The building of police station has received severe damages besides some of the buildings surrounding the police station.
Mr. Lokhande informed that the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module. He said that the explosives were kept securely in an open area of the police station and were being processed for forensic examination. Mr. Lokhande said the police station building, along with some surrounding structures, suffered severe damage. He added that the cause of the accident is being investigated and any other speculation is unnecessary.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Gujarat to participate in a program at Dediapada in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of the legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi is visiting the under-construction bullet train station in Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, which is one of India's most ambitious infrastructure projects, symbolizing the nation's leap into the era of high-speed connectivity. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of the RJD's Jungle Raj. He congratulated the people for reposing their faith in democracy and the Election Commission by voting in record numbers. He called it a victory for democracy, which has strengthened trust in the country's electoral process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to the iconic tribal freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda on his 150th birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that on his sacred occasion of a Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, the entire nation reverently remembers the unparalleled contribution of Birsa Munda in protecting the pride of the motherland. Home Minister Amit Shah described Birsa Munda as a symbol of tribal identity, Indian pride and a great freedom fighter. He said that Dharti Aba, on one hand, inspired the tribal community to protect their culture and rights, while on the other, united them against the British regime and encouraged them to lead the Ulgulan movement. India has criticized Pakistan, heading the Security Council's Committee on Sanctions against the Taliban and co-chairing the Counter-Terrorism Panel, citing conflicts of interest. Council members must be prevented from chairing committees when they have vested interests, India's permanent representative P. Harish said yesterday at the council debate on its working methods. He did not name Pakistan, which is an elected member of the council, serving a two-year term, or the Taliban Sanctions Committee, or the Counter-Terrorism Panel, but it was obvious who and which committee he was referring to. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has stormed into the semi-finals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya secured a win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.